Public Park. The Internet, 1996 World Exposition, a World's Fair for the Information Age. Welcome to the Internet, 1996 World Exposition. World expositions have a long, proud tradition, from the Crystal Palace of 1851 to the 1939 New York World's Fair. World's Fairs introduced people to the new technologies that came to define the industrial age, from electricity and the telephone to the ice cream cone, the hamburger, and the postcard. World's Fairs left a legacy. As we leave the industrial age and enter a new age of information, it is time for a new kind of World's Fair. This one will continue throughout 1996. This is the first World's Fair where anybody can open a pavilion, where anybody can participate. Cyberspace is part of the real world, and this fair is not a virtual project. Though different in many ways from the industrial age expositions, this is nonetheless a real world's fair. Over $100 million in resources from industry and governments all over the world has been contributed to make this a world's fair for the information age. It is also an ever-changing fair. We opened our construction site on January 1st, and construction will continue throughout the year as people add pavilions, places, and events. We think you'll be excited by the scope of this fair. You can learn about our exciting Eiffel Tower projects, like Central Park and the Internet Railroad. We think you'll be excited by the scope of this fair. You can learn about our exciting Eiffel Tower projects, like Central Park and the Internet Railroad. But first, we'd recommend that you read about the three basic concepts behind this World's Fair. Three basic concepts: pavilions, places, and events. Been listening to the Internet 1996 World Exposition. Building a public park for the global village. Your host was Logana.
Handcrafted by Becknell and Lucas.